Welcome to Nightlights. I'm David Brent Johnson. Singer-songwriter Joni Mitchell was at the peak of her commercial success in the mid-1970s when she began to take her music in a jazz-oriented direction, recording and performing with artists such as bassist Jaco Pastorius, saxophonist Wayne Shorter, and pianist Herbie Hancock. In the next hour, we'll hear some of those recordings and performances, as well as Mitchell's take on a vocalese classic and a later period with strings interpretation of one of her biggest hits. It's Joni plus jazz, coming up on this edition of Nightlights.
Himself betrayed in the plan, oh, the divine plan. God must be a boogeyman.
God must be a boogeyman.
Once so sweet, so overly loving and gentle, he lets people into his innermost sacred temple. Blind faith to care, blind rage to kill. Why'd he let him talk him down to cheap work and cheap thrills? In the plan, insulting plan, God must be a boogeyman.
God must be a boogeyman.
Which would it be, Mingus one or two or three? Which one do you think he'd want the world to see? Well, world opinion's not a lot of help when a man's only trying to find out how to feel about himself. In the plan, oh,
Joni Mitchell and God Must Be a Boogeyman from her 1979 album Mingus, a tribute to bassist and composer Charles Mingus that began as a collaboration with Mingus giving Mitchell music to set words to. Mingus passed away before the album was released, and Mitchell composed additional melodies for it, including God Must Be a Boogeyman, which featured Jaco Pastorius, a key Mitchell collaborator at this point in her career, on bass. In 1974, Joni Mitchell was 30 years old and riding high on the charts with Courtin' Spark, the Canadian-born singer-songwriter's sixth and most commercially successful album. From the late 1960s on, she'd built a following with folk pop songs such as Woodstock, Both Sides Now, Chelsea Morning, and You Turn Me On, I'm a Radio. Driven by her inventive, melodically propulsive, and uniquely tuned guitar sound and her poetic tales of complicated love. But Mitchell was on the verge of taking her music in a jazz-influenced direction over the next 5 years that would disappoint or mystify much of her audience and divide critics, though the albums that resulted are now seen as some of her finest artistic statements. Mitchell had grown up loving jazz albums and artists such as Miles Davis's Sketches of Spain and the vocalese group Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross. And when she went out on the road in 1974, she hired Tom Scott's L.A. Express Jazz Band, members of which had played on Courtin' Spark, to back her. Mitchell had chosen to enter Blockbuster album with a song that was a jazz vocalese staple of the 1950s, and that seemed out of place to some, but in retrospect, it was pointing the way forward. We'll also hear the title track from Mitchell's 1975 follow-up, The Hissing of Summer Lawns, an album that met with a mixed reception and more shades of the jazz influences to come. First, here's Joni Mitchell performing Annie Ross and Wardell Gray's Twisted on Nightlights.
Analyst told me that I was right out of my head, the way he described it. He said I'd be better dead than alive. I didn't listen to his jive. I knew all along that he was all wrong, and I knew that he thought I was crazy, but I'm not, don't know. My analyst told me that I was right out of my head. He said I'd need treatment, but I'm not that easily led. He said I was the type that was most inclined, when out of his sight, to be out of my mind. And he thought I was nuts, no more ifs, or ands, or buts. They say as a child I appeared a little bit wild with all my crazy ideas, but I knew what was happening. I knew I was a genius. What's so strange when you know that you're a wizard at three? I knew that this was meant to be. Now I heard little children were supposed to sleep tight. That's why I got into the vodka one night. My parents got frantic, didn't know what to do. But I saw some crazy scenes before I came to now. Do you think I was crazy? I may have been only three, but I was swinging. They all up at angry young men. They all up at Edison and also at Einstein. So why should I feel sorry if they just couldn't understand the idiomatic logic that went on in my head? I had a brain, it was insane. Oh, they used to laugh at me when I refused to ride on all those double-decker buses, all because there was no driver on the top.
What, no driver on the top?
Man, the chick is twisted. Crazy, oop, shooby, here, flip city.
My analyst told me that I was right out of my head, but I said, dear doctor, I think that it's you instead, because I have got a thing that's unique and new. To prove it, I'll have the last laugh on you, cause instead of one head, I got two. And you know two heads are better than one.
Could see the valley barbecues from her window sill.
sits in. Still she stays with a love of some kind. It's the lady's choice, the listen of summer long.
Title track from Joni Mitchell's 1975 album, The Hissing of Summer Lawns, a lament about suburban upward mobility, with Bud Shank on alto sax, Victor Feldman on keyboards, James Taylor on guitar, Chuck Finley on trumpet, Max Bennett on bass, and John Guerin on drums. Mitchell before that singing Annie Ross and Wardell Gray's satirical hipster ode to psychoanalysis, Twisted, from her 1974 hit album Court and Spark, with Finley, Bennett, and Guerin again present, and Cheech and Chong, yes, that Cheech and Chong, could there be any others, on backing vocals. In 1976, a key figure emerged in Joni Mitchell's jazz period, bassist Jaco Pastorius. Pastorius was a young, charismatic, and transcendentally inventive bassist whose debut LP a year before had grabbed the ears of many jazz listeners with his fretless and highly melodic singing and expansive bass style. His harmonics and soaring, arcing, elongated tones and lines were a good fit for the pacing of Mitchell's songs, where a rush of words could suddenly arrive at a suggestion of newly opened space or spiral down to earth from the compression of her narrative. Pastorius's strong presence would inhabit all of Mitchell's subsequent late 1970s albums, and he would bring other members of Weather Report, the immensely popular jazz fusion group that he had just joined, into Mitchell's orbit as well. We first hear Pastorius with Mitchell on her 1976 album Hegira, which signaled the songwriter's growing embrace of jazz, some of it written while she was touring with Bob Dylan and Joan Baez's Rolling Thunder Review. The title track also featured clarinetist Abe Most, who had played with the big bands of Artie Shaw and Benny Goodman. You'll hear him enter at a very appropriate moment in the song. Joni Mitchell and Hegira on Nightlights.
A defector from the petty wars that shall shut love away. There's comfort in melancholy when there's no need to explain. It's just as natural as the weather in this moody sky today. Of coupling, so much could not be expressed. So now I am returning to myself. These things that you and I suppressed, I see something of myself in everyone, just at this moment of the world. The snow gathers like bolts of lace, waltzing on a ballroom girl. You know it never has been easy. Whether you do or you do not resign, whether you travel the breadth of extremities or stick to some straighter line, now here's a man and a woman sitting on a rock. They're either gonna thaw out or freeze. This strains of many goodmen coming through the snow and the pine wood trees. somehow the slightest touch of a stranger can set up trembling in my bones. I know no one's gonna show me everything. We all come and go unknown, each so deep and superficial. Between the forceps and the stone, well, I looked at the granite markers, those tributes to finality, to eternity. And then I looked at myself here, chicken scratching for my immortality. In the church they light the candles, and the wax rolls down like tears. There is the hope and the hopelessness I've witnessed 30 years. We're only particles of change, I know, orbiting around the sun. But how can I have that point of view when I'm always bound and tied to someone? White flags of winter chimneys, gray truce against the moon. In the mirrors of a modern bank, from the window of a hotel room,
title track from Joni Mitchell's 1976 album Hegira, with Jaco Pastorius on bass, Abe Most on clarinet, and Bobby Hull on percussion. Hegira went gold, but failed to generate any radio hits. This did not deter Mitchell from pushing her music even farther into new territory. Her 1977 follow-up, Don Juan's Reckless Daughter, was a double LP with several experimental tracks, including Paprika Plains, a 16-minute-long orchestral recording with a piano part improvised by Mitchell. Jaco Pastorius was back and brought Wayne Shorter from Weather Report with him, as well as several of the group's former or current percussionists. One reviewer called the resulting album ambitious as hell, a double record of staggering depth, complexity, and musical scope from one of the most talented artists working in pop music. There is so much on this record, it's going to take months, perhaps even years, to absorb it all. From Don Juan's Reckless Daughter, here's Joni Mitchell and Jericho on Nightlights. I'll try to keep
mess that I made to love. When it was new, just like Jericho, I said, let these walls come tumbling down. I said it like I finally found the way to keep the good feelings alive. I said it like it was something to strive for. I'll try to keep myself open up to you and approve your self-expression. I need that too. I need your confidence, baby, and the gift of your extra time. In turn, I'll give you mine, sweet darling. It's a rich exchange, it seems to me. It's a warm.
Romeo, Romeo, talk to me. Is your silence that golden? Are you comfortable in it? Is it the key to your freedom, or is it the bounds on the prison? Are you gagged by your ribbons? Are you really exclusive or just miserly? You spend every sentence as if it was marked currency. Come and spend some on me. Shut me up and talk to me. I'm always talking. Chicken squawking. Please talk to me.
Joni Mitchell's Talk to Me from her 1977 album Don Juan's Reckless Daughter with Jaco Pastorius on bass, and Jericho from the same album before that, also featuring Wayne Shorter on soprano sax, John Guerin on drums, and Don Elias on percussion. I'll have more of the jazz-influenced music of Joni Mitchell in just a few moments. You can listen to previous Nightlights programs and view playlists on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights. Support comes from Landlocked Music, offering new and used music LPs, CDs, DVDs, and turntables. Located at 202 North Walnut in Bloomington or online at landlockedmusic.com. And from the Laughing Planet Cafe, serving veggie burgers, salads, and burritos for lunch and dinner. Outdoor seating available at the corner of Kirkwood and Grant. The Laughing Planet Cafe, online at thelaughingplanetcafe.com. I'm David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Joni Plus Jazz on Nightlights.
Put your rubbers on your feet. Comes a snowstorm, you can get a little heat. Comes love, nothing can be done. Comes a fire, firemen come and rescue you. Blow a tire, you can patch the inner tube. Comes love, nothing can be done.
I'm featuring the jazz-influenced music of Joni Mitchell on this edition of Nightlights. A lifelong fan of artists such as Miles Davis and Lambert Hendrickson Ross, Mitchell took her interest in jazz to new heights in 1979 with the album Mingus. The year before, Charles Mingus, in declining health as he battled ALS, had reached out to Mitchell after hearing the 16-minute-long track Paprika Plains on Don Juan's Reckless Daughter. Mingus' original concept for their collaboration centered around setting T.S. Eliot's four quartets to music, but Mitchell found it a less than inspiring idea to execute. Instead, Mingus, now confined to a wheelchair, gave Mitchell some melodies he'd written by humming them into a tape recorder. He also asked her to set his ode to Lester Young, Goodbye Pork Pie Hat, to words as well. Mitchell brought Jaco Pastorius, Wayne Shorter, and Don Elias back for the studio sessions, as well as Weather Report drummer Peter Erskine and pianist Herbie Hancock. Charles Mingus died in January of 1979 at the age of 56 while work on the album was underway. The Mingus album, released 6 months later, was preceded by a downbeat cover story on Mitchell in which she talked about her early love of jazz and how the collaboration with Mingus had come about. She also went out on the road for the first time in 3 years with a band that included Pastorius, saxophonist Michael Brecker, guitarist Pat Metheny, and keyboardist Lyle Mays. We'll hear that band live doing Mitchell's lyrics-added version of Mingus' Goodbye Pork Pie Hat. From the album Mingus, here's the dry cleaner from Des Moines on Nightlights.
I'm down to her all at times. I'm stuck in the slot that's hot. I keep hearing bad.
cat from Des Moines. He said he ran a cleaning plant. That cat was clanking with coin. Well, he must have had a genie in a lamp, 'cause every time I dropped a dime, I blew it. He kept ringing bells, nothing to it. He got three oranges, three lemons, three cherries, three plums. I'm losing my taste for fruit, watching the dry cleaner do it. Like Midas in a polyester suit. It's all luck, it's just luck. You get a little lucky and you make a little money.
God bless me, you know. I was blessed by God.
When Charlie speaks to Lester, you know someone great has gone. The sweetest swinging music man had a Porky Pig hat on. A bright star in a dark age, when the band stands had a thousand ways of refusing a black man admission. Black musician, in those days they put him in an underdog position. They put him in cellars and chitlins. When Lester took him a wife, arm in arm went black and white. Some saw red and drove them from their hotel bed. Love is never easy. It's short of the hope we have for happiness. Bright
sweet. Love is never easy street. Now we are black and white, embracing out in the lunatic New York night. It's very unlikely we'll be driven out of town or be hung in a tree. That's unlikely. Tonight, these crowds are happy and loud. Children are dancing in the streets. In the sticky middle of the night, summer serenade of taxi horns and fun arcades. We're right or wrong under neon, every feeling goes on. For you and me, the sidewalk is a history book. It's a circus, dangerous clowns balancing dreadful and wonderful perceptions they have been handed day by day, generations on down. Subway on the music midnight place to Charlie's bass and Lester's saxophone in taxi horns and brakes. Now Charlie's down in Mexico with the healers, so the sidewalk leads us with music to do, little dancers. They're dancing outside this crowded black bar. Don and me, we look up and there's a sign up on the awning. It says, Pork Pie Hat Bar. And there were two musicians dancing there tonight.
A live performance of Charles Mingus's Goodbye Pork Pie Hat, with lyrics written by Joni Mitchell, with Jaco Pastorius on bass, Pat Metheny on guitar, Michael Brecker on saxophone, Lyle Mays on keyboards, and Don Elias on drums. A real jazz all-star lineup there backing up Joni Mitchell. Mitchell before that with a Dry Cleaner from Des Moines. Lyrics written by her and the music by Mingus, with Pastorius and Elias on board again, as well as saxophonist Wayne Shorter, pianist Herbie Hancock, drummer Peter Erskine, and Emile Richards on percussion. Mingus did not fare well, either commercially or with rock critics, although it garnered some sympathetic and favorable reviews from jazz writers, and proved to be the last album made for Asylum Records by Mitchell, who followed Asylum's founder, David Geffen, to his new eponymous label. 3 years passed between Mingus and Mitchell's next album, Wild Things Run Fast, which was seen by some as a return to Mitchell's more traditional 70s songwriting, leavened with 80s synthesizers. The jazz influence still lingered, though, as did some of the players from Mitchell's recent records and tour, including Wayne Shorter. We'll hear him on one of the songs from Mitchell's Geffen debut and as a participant in a 1987 TV broadcast that brought a number of other jazz luminaries together with Mitchell. First, here's Joni Mitchell and Moon at the Window on Nightlights.
Cheerful resignation, heart and humility, that's all it takes. A cheerful person told me, nobody's harder on me than me. How could they be? And nobody's harder on you than you. You know I'd help her out if I only could. Oh, but sometimes the light can be so hard to find. At least the moon at the window leaves left that behind. People don't know how to love. They taste it and toss it. Turn it off and on like a bathtub faucet. Sometimes the light can be so hard to find. At least the moon at the window, the thieves left that behind. I wish her heart. I know these battles deep in the dark when the spooks of memory rattle. Ghosts of the future, phantoms of the past. Is it possible to learn how to care and yet not care? Since love has two faces, hope and despair, and pleasure always turns to fear. I find at least at the window, the thieves left that behind. Moon at the window, they left that behind. At least they left the moon behind the vine. Moon at the
deep and superficial, yeah. Between the forceps and the stone. Thank you.
fear, chicken scratching for my immortality. In the church they light the candles, the wax rolled down like tears. There is the hope and the hopelessness I've witnessed all these years. We're just particles of change, I know, orbiting around the sun. How can I have that point of view? Always bound and tied to someone. White flags up winter chimneys, waving truce against the moon. In the mirrors of a modern bank, from the window of my hotel room.
Excerpt from a 1987 television broadcast of Joni Mitchell performing her song Hajira, joined by Bobby McFerrin on vocals, Herbie Hancock on piano, David Sanborn and Wayne Shorter on saxophones, Larry Klein on bass, Vinnie Colaiuta on drums, and Steve Thornton on percussion. Mitchell before that with Moon at the Window from her 1982 album Wild Things Run Fast, with Shorter and Klein again in the band, as well as Russell Ferrante on synthesizer and John Guerin on drums. In the past several decades, Joni Mitchell's songs have become a part of the modern jazz canon, performed by numerous artists, including Tierney Sutton, Brad Meldow, and Cassandra Wilson, a longtime admirer of Mitchell's who taught herself to sing and play guitar using Mitchell songs. When she was interviewed along with Mitchell for a 1996 Downbeat cover story, she said, "I didn't think about jazz when I started listening to Joni. I think everything we produced in America is jazz, because we've learned how to improvise." Perhaps most prominently, frequent Mitchell collaborator Herbie Hancock released a tribute in 2007 called River, the Joni Letters. But I'll go back to the source to close out this edition of Nightlights with music from a 2000 Joni Mitchell album that put her vocals in a with strings context. Most of the material was drawn from the standards repertoire of singers such as Billie Holiday, but the title track was all Joni. Here's Both Sides now on Nightlights.
Rose and flows of angel hair, and ice cream castles in the air, and feather canyons everywhere. Looked at clouds that way, but now they only block the sun. They rain and they snow on everyone. So many things I would have done, but clouds got in my way. I've looked at clouds from both sides now, from up and down, and still somehow it's cloud illusions I recall. I really don't know clouds. Moons and Junes and Ferris wheels, the dizzy dancing way that you feel, as every fairy tale comes through. I've looked at love that way, but now it's just another show. And you leave them laughing when you go. And if you can, don't let them know. Don't give yourself away. I've looked at love from both sides now, from give and take, and still somehow it's love's illusions that I recall. I really don't know love. I really don't know love at all. Say I love you right out loud. Dreams and schemes and circus crowds. I've looked at life that way. Oh, but now, old friends, they're acting strange. And they shake their heads and they tell me that I've changed. Well, something's lost, but something's gained in living every day. I looked at life from both sides now, from win and lose, and still somehow it's life's illusions I recall. I really don't know life at all.
that I require. I really don't know life. I really don't know life at all.
I close with Joni Mitchell performing her song Both Sides Now from the 2000 album of the same name. Thanks for tuning in this edition of Nightlights. You can hear previous Nightlights programs and view playlists on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights. Support comes from Landlocked Music, offering new and used music LPs, CDs, DVDs, and turntables. Located at 202 North Walnut in Bloomington or online at landlockedmusic.com. And from the Laughing Planet Cafe, serving veggie burgers, salads, and burritos for lunch and dinner at the corner of Kirkwood and Grant, the Laughing Planet Cafe, online at thelaughingplanetcafe.com. Nightlights is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. I'm David Brent Johnson, wishing you good listening for the week ahead.